This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ashley Carr. The Missouri Tax Credit Review Commission held a meeting today in Columbia to discuss its upcoming report to the governor on the state's tax credits. At the meeting, Senator Chuck Gross, co-chair of the commission, started the meeting off by taking reports from each of the nine committees that split up the 61 tax credit programs the state offers. Governor Jane Nixon has given the commission a 10-day extension to submit its updated reports. The new due date is December 15th. Gross says an update from the commission's 2010 report.
The size of this credit problem is growing rather than shrinking, and so we are in our recommendations, I feel confident, going to say that not only was our 2010 report relevant, but it's even now more important that these credits be dealt with.
Most every committee within the commission was able to give an update at today's meeting. Some committees have not had a chance to finalize their recommendations or give updates to the commission, but Gross says the commission will collect the information before the end of the month. According to Columbia Tribune, over 80 people in Boonville will lose their jobs today. That's because the Hostess Brands, Inc. factory is closing its doors. A press release on the company's website said it is being forced to file for bankruptcy after negotiations with the bakery, confectionery, tobacco workers, and Grain Millers International Union went unresolved. In a letter to the employees, Hostess Brand Inc. CEO Gregory Rayburn said because of the recent union strike, the company can no longer operate. The company will sell its already baked products over the next few days before permanently shutting down. For KBIA News, I'm Ashley Carr.